This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. If you didn't know, baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickie's and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. Thank you to Todd McShay. If you missed Todd McShay on the WIP Afternoon Show, you can use the Odyssey app, use Rewind. We do have our own draft expert, the WIP Afternoon Show, to give his, not yet, relax.
Ah, I know, he is just relentless.
Unbelievable, this
relentless
guy. By the way, while we have Todd McShay on, he's like pointing to his watch and looking at me.
Well,
I was like, I got it.
Yeah, earlier, yeah, I was like, yeah, like, we'll do a live one. It'll be fun. He's like, all right, right when I arrive. I got to go to the game. Right. Or maybe we could do it Monday.
Like, yeah.
Look at the nerve.
I know. But before that, we have something very important. Every Friday at 4:30 on the WIP Afternoon Show, we announce who has the belt at WIP. Now, the belt goes to the WIP employee who brought it the most that week. And for two straight weeks, Ike won the belt
over
2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And they kept it last week.
Yep.
And the question is, does he keep it for a third week?
Fight for the rights of every man. I am the real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
By the way, how many times do we need to tell Lakin we need an actual belt?
I know. Well, again, we didn't have the Eagles Insider of the Year award until the week of the award.
All right.
So,
well, we started the belt a month and a half ago. So, all right. So Ike is the current belt holder. The question is, does Ike hold on to the belt? Here is the result. This week, the belt changes hands.
Because he usually steps up on Fridays.
The new holder of the belt is Paul Jolovitz. Jollies.
No one's clapping.
No one's clapping.
Please clap.
Ike doesn't even care.
He's nope. Sick.
It's Throw unbelievable. Paul Jolovitz comes in and takes the belt from Ike for his basically full show aimed at Daryl Morey. Including line after line after line, crushing Morey. Buzz, let's hear some of the excellent lines from Paul Jolovitz.
Seattle phone book has a man named Dennis Knox in it. Why am I asking you this? Because the trivia question I'm going to ask you, I have three questions, I don't go to the phones. Who is one more in the NBA? Daryl Morey, Sixers general manager, or Dennis Knox of Seattle, Washington? Picked randomly out of the phone book. Randomly. Pick anybody you want, because Daryl Morey has won Squidoosh, always will win Squidoosh.
Wow.
Horrible general manager, doesn't understand risk-reward.
Horrible.
I would do a better job than he does. I should never, ever say that about a professional general manager in a professional sport.
Do we have another one, Buzz?
The general manager of Niagara Falls wanted the water to keep rolling, and he chose Daryl Morey as his water movement specialist. Niagara Falls would stop tomorrow. There'd be a dam that appeared near the falls. You wouldn't know who built it, how it got done, but Daryl Morey was Just a...
The Daryl Morey Dam.
Yeah. Or Dam. We got Daryl Morey.
Wow.
Roasted him.
Is there another one, Buzz?
He might be the worst executive in the history of sports, not Philadelphia sports, because of the expectations thing.
Wow. Paul Jolovitz holds the belt at WIP. The question is, will Jolly do enough to keep it, or will someone else do it to steal it away from Jolly? Will Ike become the first two-time holder of the belt?
Well, I should have been the first three-time holder.
Well, will you?
Thought I had a strong week.
Strong Friday.
Strong Friday.
Excuse me?
Well,
well, I'm just saying, I thought I had a strong week.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
The show was strong.
Jolly, though, we're gonna need Angelina,
yep,
and the people monitoring the show to make sure that he stays on top of his game. Most likely, will not be listening anyone from this show.
Not even on this weekend.
He's not on this weekend.
No.
Well, he could keep it on Twitter video.
Yeah.
Twitter video.
I'm sure that would go well. That's where he puts all his picks.
Yes.
He tweeted about the BYU pick six times.
Yep. He's hot as fire. All right. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie baseball report, we do have our own draft expert.
Come on.
It's like he wants his own intro music.
Now he's walking. The guy's been waiting for 25 minutes right out here. He's walking as slow as he can.
Kind of looks like kind of Patrick the Starfish.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Andrew, the official draft analyst of the WIP Afternoon Show. Hi, okay.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What it do?
Say your thing.
What it do, Andrew?
Hey, man.
This might backfire.
Yep.
We got a guy, all right? The Eagles are making a splash in this draft, and it's going to come on the D-line. We're taking a defensive tackle out of Michigan, and no, not Mason Graham, but his counterpart, Kenneth Grant. A guy out of Michigan, 6'4", 331. And let me just tell you, we're getting freaky.
Wow.
Whoa.
Getting freaky.
We're getting freaky. This guy's a freak. He clocked a sub-540 at 360 pounds. He had 50 pressures and 8 sacks in 2 years. And guess what? He can get up. He's got 10 passes defended. Second all-team Big Ten. He's sneaky athletic, man. You watch that Penn State tape of him chasing down Catron Allen. He's able to maintain his run gaps and be ferocious on that D-line.
Aww.
There is no offensive lineman that wants to block him one-on-one. He's going to terrorize him. He eats up blocks, creates one-on-ones for other D-linemen. He's ferocious. Kind of like Vita Vea.
Wow.
So I think he's a great guy, either round one or round two, depending where he falls. And I think he's a great fit for our defense.
Wow. Voice crack.
Uh-oh. Not a big game player.
Wow,
not
a red lightsman.
Nope. Hey,
guess what? We're going to finish, though, because he's going to fit really nice next to Jalen Carter when we win the Super Bowl next year. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, you're feeling soupy?
I'm feeling soupy. I said 2 and 3 years, and guess what?
Yep.
It's going to happen.
So they're getting Vita Vea with the 32nd pick?
Better than Vita Vea.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big comps only on this show.
All right. Well done, okay,
good
Andrew.
Good job, Andrew.
Hey, appreciate you, fellas.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
There he is. Okay, Andrew. I got to give him credit. Aside from the voice cracking like a teenager, he pulled it off.
That's what we want to hear.
He pulled it off.
That's what we want to hear.
He pulled it off.
Now, who is better, McShay or okay, Andrew?
Oh, okay, Andrew is better than McShay.
All day.
I love him. And by the way, he stepped up here as a backward hatsman.
Well, he's young, though.
Right.
That'll change.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. If the Eagles traded A.J. Brown for a top 4 pick, would you be mad or would you understand? 77.3% say they would be mad.
Do me a favor. You know I don't normally do this, right?
Yeah.
The clip we played earlier with the guys from Boston?
Yes.
Or whatever. Can we replay that?
We wouldn't want to have Buzz scrambling back there.
Well, here's the thing. I want people to realize that we as a show or as a station aren't making up anything.
Oh, of course not. We didn't even think of it. Yeah.
So I want people to actually hear the report coming from someone else, and we're reacting to it. Because some people out there just read Twitter and don't actually listen to the show.
Yep.
Les Bowen. So you can actually hear the cut for yourself.
Wait a minute. Les Bowen is whining about
it?
Yes. Oh.
He made the mistake of tweeting at me.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
that's the mistake he made there, Les.
Les, grow up.
Yes.
All right. Buzz, do you have it?
Earlier today, a little birdie with some really good intelligence, a well-sourced phone call, came to me to offer this possible scenario. If somebody that we wanted the Patriots to select very badly, Abdul Carter, were to fall to fourth, and I know this scenario is slightly unlikely, if he were to fall at fourth overall, how would you feel about a certain team that recently won the Super Bowl calling up your New England Patriots in desperation and want of Abdul Carter and offering a certain wide receiver who has admitted that he loves New England and would love to play for the Patriots and possibly more selections in a blockbuster draft day trade? That's right. I got a call earlier today saying that the Philadelphia Eagles really, really, really want Abdul Carter and that they would consider, or rather are planning, to call your New England Patriots on draft day if Carter falls to four to see if Mike Vrabel would like a reunion with A.J. Brown and possibly more draft selections and compensation to come.
By the way, this the day after Howard Eskin reported that the Eagles had explored a top 10 trade for A.J. Brown. And you can say what you want about, first of all, Howard is informed on Eagle stuff. And you can say what you want about the other guy. But, like, what we do is react to the news that people talk about.
Yes.
And Les and other people like Les can sit on Twitter and whine about it, that it is, that it is like childlike or it's dumb or blah, 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 blah. This is what we do. This is what makes it interesting, and that is why it is a topic of conversation. You can cry on Twitter because no one is listening to what you say anymore, or you can do a little bit of Googling before you start whining that we're making things up and we're talking about dumb things and blah, 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 blah. So there.
All right.
We didn't make up anything.
Yes.
We're just following what other people said.
And just talking about it on a Friday.
And by the way, not just following about what some guy tweeted that we don't even know. Like, these are two sources that are major media sources that we reacted to. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because I normally don't react to stuff like that, but you don't quote tweet at me, Les.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get out of here. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, right after we tell you about how to make yourself a we're high performers here.
Oh, here we go.
You know, you want to be a high performer when you're making love.
There it is.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. It's cool. We're not, none of us are what we were, you know, 10, 15 years ago. It's okay.
Well, 10, 15 years ago, I was in high school.
Well, not what you were. I think that's fair to say for you as well.
Okay.
In more respect than one.
Yep.
Blue Chew is the way that you solve this. It solves a problem for you. It solves a problem for you. It solves a problem for the lady who you're trying to please. It solves a problem. It's all online. Yeah. Look, this is true.
Yeah.
It's all online. You don't have to worry about stupid doctor's visits because they have medical professionals online to meet with you. You don't have to worry about stupid trips to the pharmacy. You don't have to. It's a chewable, so you don't have to worry about a stupid glass of water. No. All you worry about is being a hero in the bedroom, for Christ's sake. You know? That's all you got to worry about. You go to BlueChew.com. You take care of all of this. And you get the first month for free because of the WIP Afternoon Show.
That's what we do. We're looking out for our peoples.
We called our friends at Blue Chew. We were like, how about we pay for their first month?
Yep.
So that's what we're doing. You go to BlueChew.com.
Incentivized.
Incentivized. Just try it.
Are you yelling at people?
Yeah. You just use code 94. You get your first month for free. All you do is you pay for the shipping. And then once you move past that, it's all made and shipped here in the United States, so it's cheaper. It all comes right into your mailbox, so you don't have to worry about going to the pharmacy. It's great. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Staxin, Levitra, Cialis. Just go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. Your first month is free, and then you can. And then
chew
you
it.
Can.
You want to give me a pregnant pause in there?
Sorry.
Chew it and do it.
Maybe send less one of those packages.
I was going to make the same joke.
Yeah. Let's talk a little Phils. We haven't done it all day.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
All right, some quick news and notes to get out of the way early here.
Some notes.
Notes.
Some notes.
Marsh is still out of the lineup, even though there's a righty on the mound tonight.
Is that Phantom Jack, or is it really his name?
I know. Well, so Marsh is not in the lineup, but Castellanos, even though he was removed from the game yesterday a little bit early.
Had a hip thing.
He is back in there, so the Ripken streak continues.
There you go.
We are taking down Cal Ripken's record one day at a time. So Marsh out of the lineup, Castellanos in the lineup. Bryson Stott is in the leadoff spot again. Andrew Painter is pitching in Clearwater tonight, even more exciting. So a lot of fun stuff is there as well. Justin Crawford went 4-for-5 up at Lehigh Valley yesterday.
He hadn't hit too well recently.
He had,
right?
He had a cold streak.
Yeah.
Now three of the hits were infield hits, and one was a bunt. And then he flipped one into the outfield his last at bat, so he's heating up. But I know people are all Justin Crawford up, and I think it's an interesting option if the outfielders keep getting hurt here, or hurt and are also not producing.
Well, yeah. Though, yeah, he's a Triple A, and you would think you kind of want him to smoke Triple A.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like if you're bringing him up,
you don't want him struggling.
Yeah, and you want him to bring a, like, you want to feel confident. You don't know that he's going to succeed here, but what you don't want to do is bring a guy up and have him hit a .189 to replace another guy who's hitting 100 and another guy who can't. You know what I mean?
You don't want to come up and fail, and then, yes, and that kind of messes with his, well, may mess with his psyche.
Especially because what people will. It's not like there's a ton of prospects up here. Sure. Where you could just throw him in there and he's just one of many. People will be looking for him to succeed.
People are going to view him as the savior. He's not. I think he's going to be a good player.
Yeah,
I don't
but
think
not
he's
yet.
Like a savior,
right.
Savior type.
Right.
But I think at worst, he would provide a spark. He gets on the bases. He makes things happen. He laid it on a bunt last night and beat it out. And I think, like, with Marsh, he's 0 for April. We know that. Johan Rojas, you know, for such a great tracker of the baseball, it's just not a good defense. Like, overall defense, right. His arm is weak, all that stuff, and the plate does nothing. At worst case, I think Crawford comes up and puts the bat on the baseball. It's not always going to be home runs, impactful, but he won't strike out, I believe, at the same clip.
So you're in favor of this?
Well, I think this team needs a spark. You know, I've been on that track for a little while now because they look dead. Like, they look like they're almost going to have a malaise out there at the start of the season, which is annoying because the hope was if you bring everyone back, they're going to be pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't exactly look pissed off.
Well, here's the thing. And listen, I'd be excited to see the kid, but there's a difference between having an initial sort of jolt where the fan base is excited that the young kid is up. He still has to produce. So I don't know what that does for the other players on the team if he's not coming up and at least hitting the ball well, playing good defense,
mm-hmm.
right? If he's doing the same thing.
But I guess my pushback with the players would be, well, look at the other center field production. It's not like you're getting anything out of that position.
I hear you. I hear you. My only thing is, and you would know this, you're a clubhouse guy. Oh, no offense, Mike. They love Brandon Marsh, right?
They do.
So you're bringing up an unproven guy.
Would they look at him a little
sideways? So I just wonder, what would that do? Now, the trade deadline, I think.
Yeah, he's probably closer to the trade deadline.
Yeah, I don't know about now. Although, I'd be excited, but I don't know how long that excitement would last if he's not producing.
And he's not ripping the cover off the ball.
Yeah.
You know, like there's – Rinconis has probably produced more. A guy named Otto Kemp, he actually started in left field for the first time.
Otto Kemp?
Yeah, he started in left field.
That's a good name.
He never started in the outfield ever. All of a sudden, he's playing left field last night. I think that's notable. And it's also notable, Crawford had only played out left field four times in his entire minor league career. He has now started there two out of the last three games. He's starting there tonight up at Lehigh Valley. So
is the idea to move Kepler to center?
So that's what I was going to bring up. Kepler's career has played over 1,100 innings in center field. Now, that was in more 2018, 2019, you know, before COVID. But I think at worst he could stand there and could catch the balls at him. I don't think he's going to make diving catches in the outfield, but – I don't know. I think that there could be a move from that standpoint of looking to get someone up to play left field and then Kepler take down some time in center field. So we always like to check in. There's been some meltdowns or some questioning already about Juan Soto and the Mets. I don't think he exactly helped himself by saying that he missed having Aaron Judge hitting behind him.
Yeah.
It called him the best hitter in baseball. I'm sure that $750 million. I'm sure Steve Cohen was thrilled to say.
Yep. I'm sure Pete Alonso, who has hit 350 this year behind Juan Soto, was thrilled to hear it as well.
Yeah, like he misses Judge. So,
and they gave you a suite.
They gave him a suite. He could have just stayed with Judge for $5 million less. I mean, what are we talking about here? Either way, Spike's old co-worker up at WFAN, Sal Licata.
You'll love this, Ike.
Lost his mind on Juan Soto. Here he is.
I love Sal.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
quite the rant.
And listen, it's early, too.
Yep.
And his point is he wants Soto to come up with a hit in a big situation.
Right.
Not – like, he doesn't care about the on-base percentage.
Right, that's
what I'm saying. Walking and all of that stuff.
Yeah, because I'm sure the other Mets fans, because there's a divide with Mets fans now, the other Mets fans will go, his on-base percentage is
like
413.
Like something, yeah.
He's like, I don't care.
Yeah. And I would agree with that.
Yeah, of course.
We're not paying you for your OBP, man.
Yep.
I know. And he's the one with the price tag that's going to always be around.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. It's pretty outlandish. Yeah. And then last thing here, we are monitoring –
uh-oh.
The Jordan Romano possible move to the closer role with Alvarado. Started looking a little
shaky.
Dicey.
Yeah,
little dicey.
Last few outings.
Yeah.
I said to Jack today, I was like,
it's so week to week with these relievers, man.
It is.
Well, Alvarado
was cooked 2 Mondays, or Romano was cooked 2 Mondays right. ago. Now he's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well.
He made a mechanical change, Spike. You love those.
Well, by the way, Alvarado. Well, no. Somebody mentioned to me on Twitter that his arm slot, I guess.
Alvarado or Romano?
Romano.
Well, they changed his leg kick.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, the velocity is back up.
Oh.
And Alvarado, like, I understand he's going to be a guy that that will make a sweat every once in a while. But you can't make a sweat and get hit hard all over the place, too. There's one thing to walk guys, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But he hasn't looked... I'm okay with a little bit of nervousness with a closer, but Alvarado has looked shaky the last few times.
Can I ask a quick question?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He changed his leg kick?
Romano did, yeah.
Yeah. Did they not notice this in the spring?
Well, it was like that in the spring. He got away from it, and they got him back to where he was in the spring. That's the...
The spring just... It was 2 weeks ago.
What do you mean to tell you? Well, I think he changed it because he's trying to find more velocity, and the idea is the higher you raise your leg, the more velocity you get, but... I think that also screwed with his command, so I think they wanted to tone it back down, and they also may have found something with the arm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, it was much lower in spring training.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, there's a lot going on with a windup.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I mechanically, I guess you
I mean, you broke it down for us.
Well, yeah. Listen. They say that a pitcher always has to repeat his mechanics. If he can't repeat his mechanics, he's not going to throw strikes.
Is that what happened to you?
No, I just I found Keystone Light and lost my cutter.
Okay. Jack, what's coming up at the top 5 and 5?
It's an on-the-record Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go on the record with 5 things.
Wow, just on the record.
Yeah. Like I got some things I got to get off my chest.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That is coming up next. It is On the Record Friday, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Builders, designers, contractors. I know you're working
and
hard
Spike.
Out there.
And Spike.
And Spike. Yep. And mostly.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.